This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the India Maritime Week 2025 in Mumbai today. More than 85 countries and 1 lakh delegates and over 500 exhibitors are participating in the India Maritime Week. Prime Minister will also chair the Global Maritime CEO Forum this evening. The 5-day India Maritime Week 2025 that began on Monday witnessed deliberations by policymakers, thought leaders and maritime experts across port infrastructure, green energy and defence shipbuilding. India and China have agreed to continue using existing mechanisms to resolve any ground issues along the border to maintain stability. This decision was taken in the 23rd round of India-China Core Commander Level Meeting, which was held at Chushul-Moldo Border Meeting Point on 25th of this month. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs has said during the meeting, the two sides shared the view that peace and tranquility has been maintained in their border areas. As per the ministry, the talks were held in a friendly and cordial atmosphere. The ministry further said that this was the first meeting of the general level mechanism in the western sector since the 24th round of special representatives talks. It added that both nations noted the progress since the 22nd round of core commander level meeting held in October last year. Election campaigning for the Bihar Assembly election has picked up momentum. NDA and Mahagathbandhan constituent parties are levelling charges against each other and making every possible effort to woo the voters. Taking a dig at Mahagathbandhan's manifesto released yesterday, BJP leader and Union Minister Annapurna Devi in Patna said, "People of Bihar have already seen the work of Mahagathbandhan in the past and will not be misled again." She said the people have decided to support the NDA government, which works for the common man. She said the trust of Bihar's people lies with Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar. On the other hand, Mahagathbandhan Chief Ministerial Candidate and RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav said their announcements made in the manifesto are pledges. He said all constituent parties of Mahagathbandhan will work to fulfill it together. Today, several prominent leaders and star campaigners will address public rallies across the state. Severe cyclonic storm Montha crossed the Andhra Pradesh and Yanam coasts between Machilipatnam and Kalingapatnam last night. Clocking wind speed of 90 to 100 kilometers per hour. India Meteorological Department or IMD said Montha has weakened after making the landfall. The storm triggered very heavy rainfall in Andhra Pradesh, which has damaged 43,000 hectares of crop in the state. National Disaster Response Force has deployed 26 teams in light of the storm, with 12 of them in Andhra Pradesh, 6 in Odisha and 3 in northern Tamil Nadu. It also deployed personnel in Chhattisgarh and Telangana. Union Health Ministry reviewed preparedness measures with senior officials of the eastern coastal states, including Andhra Pradesh, Odisha and Tamil Nadu. The ministry has assured all necessary assistance for an effective emergency medical response. Union Coal and Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy will launch the 14th tranche of commercial coal mine auctions in New Delhi today. The Coal Ministry said, for the first time, it is introducing provisions for underground coal gasification within the auction framework. The 14th round will offer a fresh set of fully explored and partially explored coal blocks for auction, inviting participation from experienced miners, new entrants and technology-driven enterprises alike. Union Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya will deliver this year's Sardar Patel Memorial Lecture in New Delhi this evening. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan will also be present on the occasion. The recording of this lecture will be broadcast across entire network of Akashvani on 31st of October, the birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. At least 33 Palestinians have been killed in a series of Israeli airstrikes in Gaza. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz accused Hamas of attacking Israeli soldiers in Gaza and breaching the terms on returning the bodies of deceased hostages. Hamas has denied the allegation. And with that, we end this news bulletin.